Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow, and I thought about making this just the shortest episode ever, where I was just like, here's how to do an elevator pitch. You don't do one. Bye-bye. And then I was just going to redirect you to an earlier episode I did that was called something like, no one wants to hear your elevator pitch or something along those lines, but I thought you guys might enjoy a little more content than that today. So we are talking about an elevator pitch. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, an elevator pitch is also called a 30-second or 60-second commercial. It is the shortened version of you saying what you do, who you help, what problem you solve. So that the idea is if you were to meet someone in an elevator and you only had the amount of time it took for that elevator ride for you to tell someone what you do, how would you do that succinctly? And so there are pros to elevator pitches, right? It is 100% essential that you can clearly and concisely say what you do without needing 5 minutes to do this weird roundabout. It's hard to explain. Sometimes I do this, but I also do this, and I help these people with this, but I also help these people with this, right? That is not going to work. So the value of an elevator pitch is being able to explain succinctly what you do. The reason I don't love an elevator pitch is because typically the elevator pitch is something that has been prepared ahead of time, often using a script. It is memorized, it is rehearsed, and then it is recited. In fact, when I was preparing for this episode, I was Googling like how to do an elevator pitch. And I found so many resources that were basically like fill in the blank elevator pitches. They were like Mad Libs, but not as funny. There was like, my name is blank. I am a blank. I help blank do blank. And if you're just getting started and you need just a very basic format, there is nothing wrong with that. So I want you to hear that. That is a great place to start, especially if you're struggling to explain what you do succinctly. If it's hard for you not to do that 5 minute, I do this, but I also do this, and sometimes I do this, that is a great place to start. So I'm not completely dissing on the elevator pitch or the script. But you do at some point want to be able to move beyond that, because when you are giving a recited, previously prepared, memorized script as your introduction, it is very hard for people to connect with you on a personal level. It is very hard for them to see your heart and your soul and your passion behind what you do. The other problem with an elevator pitch is it is often the same over and over again. And so if you are in, let's say, a networking group that meets every week or a networking group that meets every month, the people that you are meeting are hearing that same elevator pitch over and over and over and over. That's not necessarily a bad thing the first 3 times, maybe, because they're going to forget, they're going to need to be reminded. That's all good. But if you've been in the same group with people for years, or people have heard your elevator pitch 15 times, like they've heard it so many times, they could probably just do it for you and it would be almost identical. That is a problem because nobody is listening to you anymore. And if you don't believe me, next time you go to a networking event, watch when people are introducing themselves. When someone gets up and they start giving their rehearsed, scripted, memorized elevator pitch, you will notice that that is the part of the meeting where people stop listening. That's where they start looking at their phone. That's when they look at the agenda to see what's coming up next. That's when they start a conversation with the person next to them, because they're not listening if they haven't made any sort of connection with the person who's introducing themselves. So, what should you do instead of a quote unquote elevator pitch? I have a couple suggestions for when you're introducing yourself, and the first starts with being prepared. There are several questions that you can ask yourself ahead of time and make sure that you're very clear on the answers to, so that when you get up and talk about your business and say who you are and what you do, you can do it very clearly, but you can do it in 10 different ways, all of which create a connection with your audience. So those questions are things like, who do you help? What problem do you solve? What is unique about how you solve that problem? What is different about you than other people who do what you do? And why are you so passionate about what you do? If you can answer those questions over and over and over again, you are going to be able to speak about your business and explain what you do in a very concise manner while still speaking from the heart and soul and making a connection with people. The other question I want you to ask yourself and prepare ahead of time is, what are some of the key words or phrases that my ideal client or someone who knows my ideal client might hear that would key them into the fact that I am talking to them or I am talking about them? Because research shows that you have the first 7 to 11 seconds of speaking for people to decide if they want to keep listening to you or not. That is not a lot of time. So you want to try to work some of those key words or phrases in right at the beginning of your introduction so that right off the bat, people know, oh, she's talking about me. Oh, she's talking about my sister, right? So I have a friend who does meal prep services. That's a very shortened version of what she does, but let's just go with that for this example. If she gets up and she just starts talking about food in general or preparing meals, or I help people make healthy meals without having to do all the preparation and blah, 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 that's not really keying into a specific population that she can help, right? Everybody eats. Everybody has meals. Most of us prepare those meals, at least to some extent, even if that's just making a sandwich. And so this kind of goes back to that old saying of if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. But if she gets up at a networking event and she immediately starts talking to busy moms, she starts talking to frantic moms, she starts talking to the moms that are picking their kids up from school, taking them to Taekwondo, dropping this kid off at a birthday party, and then coming home and having to figure out what's for dinner, the woman she is talking to immediately is like, okay, she's talking to me, right? My sister loves this meme. I don't have kids, but my sister has 4. And there's this meme that says something along the lines of like, how come no one told me that motherhood is just figuring out what to make for dinner every night over and over again until you die? If she were to get up and say something along those lines, every mom who can relate to that is now listening to whatever it is that she has to say, right? Every mom knows, okay, she's talking to me. She has something that can help me with this problem that she clearly understands. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying key into those words and phrases that are going to signal to people right off the bat that you are talking to them or about them, that you understand their problem and that you have the solution to it. That can be challenging if you only have 30 or 45 seconds. So that's where this preparation is important, to make sure that you know what some of those key words and phrases are that you want to work into your introduction right at the very beginning. Your goal with that introduction is not to give people all of the information they need in order to make a decision about whether they want to buy your product or your service or whether they want to refer you to someone else. Your only goal during that introduction is to be someone who someone later on will remember what you said and how you said it and who is highly impressed by it. Your goal is to be someone that someone in that room goes, okay, I need to talk to her later. I want to learn more about that. I want to know her better, right? Even if sometimes I get up and I do my introduction, if it's a group that I've been with for a long time and most of them know what I do, I sometimes don't even talk about my business. Sometimes I just talk about my life or something funny that happened to me that morning. I mean, obviously, you got to stay within the bounds of whatever the group is telling you that you're allowed to talk about in your introduction. But sometimes working things like that in can be really effective, because I get people sometimes that are like, I don't even know what you do. I just like your vibe and I just want to get to know you, right? So that is your goal during that introduction, is to be someone that people want to get to know better. And you don't have to be the person that everyone wants to get to know better. You want to be the person that your person wants to get to know better. That is also very important. I think sometimes when we do our introductions, we feel like we need to make sure that we're including everyone and that everyone wants to get to know us and everyone someone wants to talk to us and that we're not saying anything that is going to turn people off or turn people away or make someone not want to talk to us. But honestly, that is probably just as important as saying something that is going to make people want to talk to you, right? It is just as important that you are keying into your ideal client than you keying into someone who is not your ideal client. Someone who hears your introduction and is like, yeah, definitely don't want to talk to that person. That is not a bad thing because you probably don't want to talk to them either. So the last thing I will add, although this is a very long topic I could go on about forever, but the last thing I want to add for today is very important. It is essential that you are clear in your introduction. It is not essential that you are clever. And I see this happen over and over again. People want to be really clever in the way they introduce themselves because they think that's what's going to make them memorable. That's what's going to make people want to talk to them more, right? If it's like mysterious or vague, or I say this is what I do, but you're not really sure what that means or how I do it, you're going to want to come and talk to me to find out more about it. It doesn't work that way. I love you and no. People are not going to come talk to you because your introduction was clever but not clear. They want your introduction to be clear so that they know whether you are a person that is worth talking to them or not. And I don't mean that in a mean, like, are you worthy of my time? But we're all busy. We're all looking for who are the people in this room that are going to be worth me connecting with. And so you need to be clear enough in your introduction, not only about what you do, but about how you do it. I see people all the time get up and do their introductions and they say things like, I help busy moms have more energy, or I help people reverse the aging process. I help people not feel the effects of their chronic pain quite as intensely so they can live a happier life. All of that is great, but also people want to know how you do that. Any one of those descriptions I just gave could be a coach. It could be somebody in the wellness industry. It could be somebody who sells skincare products. It could be somebody who sells supplements. It could be a lot of different things. So be very clear not only on what you do and who you help, but also how you do it. People don't want question marks. A confused mind never buys. And a confused mind doesn't go to that place of, I'm confused. I should go get more information. A confused mind automatically goes, I'm confused. Goodbye. Done with that. Sorry, but it's true. Our brains tend to be very lazy. So if there is a lot of work involved for me to figure out what you do, who you help, and whether you're a good fit for me, my brain's not interested in doing that much work. So as clear as you can be and as concise as you can be, while still speaking off the cuff, while still speaking from the heart and from the soul and from your passion about what you do, the better your introduction is going to be. To that end, I will add one more little story. I went to a networking event last month. I was speaking there, and it's a networking group that has 5 meetings. They have a ton of members, so they have 5 different meetings because each meeting is capped at 30 people. And at one of the meetings, I heard a boudoir photographer introduce herself, and she was very matter-of-fact about what she did and who she did it with, but there was no passion behind what she was saying. Although the words coming out said that she loved to help women find their power and find their sexiness. And it was so fun for her to work with women who were nervous to get in front of the camera at the beginning and then see the transformation in them from the end. The way I'm talking about it is way more animated and excited than the way she was talking about it. And so although her words were great, there was not a lot of passion and heart behind it. So a couple meetings later, I wanted to test a theory, and there was a woman I met before the meeting who also was a boudoir photographer, and I asked her, will you do me a favor? I want to do a little experiment. I said, before you do your introduction today, will you just sit for a second and think about one of the best sessions that you ever had with a client? One of the most fun, rewarding boudoir sessions you ever did. The one that like comes up for you over and over again that makes you think, God, I love this work. or like the biggest transformation, or the woman that at the end when she saw her pictures was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that was me. Can you just think about that for a second before you get up and do your introduction? I just want to see what happens. And so she did. And when she got up to do her introduction, there was so much more heart and so much more passion and confidence and excitement in what she was saying that everyone was drawn to her. Everyone was tuned in to what she was saying because it was like, wow, this girl is really excited about whatever it is she does, right? Even before people knew what she did, they were like, wow, she is really pumped about this. And so that is the last thing I will leave you with, is get into that space before you introduce yourself where you remember why you do what you do, where you remember those days that you wake up in the morning and are so grateful for the business that you have, those client calls that you've had or the products that you've sold that people have come back later and said, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how this has changed my life. Think about those conversations and those experiences and get into that space before you introduce yourself, because that is what is going to allow your heart and your passion and your soul and your uniqueness to shine through and you to set yourself apart from all of the other people who do what you do when you introduce yourself. All right, that is my soapbox for the day. There will probably be 10 other episodes where we talk about the elevator pitch because I have a lot to say about it, but I would love to hear your thoughts as well. As always, we're going to be talking about the podcast topic over on my Instagram this week. So if you want more tips about how to perfect your elevator pitch or your introduction and how to do it in a way that is authentic and connects with your audience, I would love for you to join us over on Instagram and have that conversation with us. I would love to hear your feedback on this episode and any questions that you have about how to effectively introduce yourself at a networking event, at a networking meeting, or even by some chance when you meet a person in the elevator. I don't know who that's happening to. When I get in the elevator, I'm like looking everywhere except at the other person. Like, that's the last thing I want to do, is have a weird conversation with you about what you do for a living, especially not if we're about to get trapped in this elevator. Anyway, that is my tangent. I love you. I hope you have a great week. And I would love for you to join us on our next virtual speed networking event. This is a great place for you to practice your introduction in a totally judgment-free zone and get feedback if you want it. Practice doing it in several different ways because you'll be in breakout rooms with different people each time. And so you can kind of get a feel of like, ooh, that felt weird when I introduced myself that way. Or, oh, that sounded really good. I liked how that felt. So definitely click the link in the show notes, join us at our next virtual speed networking event, and I will see you guys next week.